Hey there! If it isn't the lady killer. I know, I'm joking. But seriously, how you going? Wait, don't tell me. I've seen it all over social media. I know exactly how it's going. The real question is, how's the new girlfriend? Man, this is wild. I can't believe I actually got to say that. I leave you alone at one party, and then suddenly you actually hook up with someone. And you continue to date them after. It's cute, honestly. If it were me, I would have just loved them and left them, you know? But yeah, man, congrats. I feel like I haven't seen you in forever. Bet she's keeping you busy. I'm just messing with you, dude. It's just crazy to me. You actually have a girlfriend. I've known you for years. You were always afraid of girls, even me. And now you finally manned up and asked out. What's her name? Yeah, her. Whatever. That's crazy. What made you do it? You thought she was pretty? Well, obviously. I mean, why now? I've seen you crush on a ton of girls in the past, including me, and you have never, ever bothered talking to any of them. I knew you had a crush on me since day one. It was obvious. The way you'd always have that goofy smile whenever we hung out. Yeah, that one. Exactly. So anyway, what made this girl so special? Was it a dare? Were you drunk?
Did you get high?
Come on, I bet you were on something. Tell me. Oh. You just decided to do something crazy. Well, congrats, dude. Seriously. Honestly, it's about time. I was starting to get worried you'd be a virgin forever. How is it, by the way? You know?
The sex?
No. Don't get shy on me now. I know you got laid at that party. There's no way you and your girlfriend haven't done it a few more times since then.
I can see the smile on your face. It's good, right?
I knew it. Come on, tell me. I've seen her photos. She's got that whole nerdy vibe going. Not really my thing. But then I saw her bikini photos and... Whoa. You actually scored yourself a hot piece of ass. She actually has a decent body. Like, even I would tap that.
Bet you noticed that, huh?
So, what's she like?
I bet she's a screamer, right? Did she scream your name when you ravish her?
Nah.
No one knew. I bet you make her take the lead.
Oh! She into some freaky shit? Did she peg you? You know what they say about the quiet ones. They act all nerdy in public and BAM! You wake up in their BDSM sex dungeon.
No. Nothing like that.
That's a shame. What then? Oh. I see. More romantic. So basically you're going for missionary, boring vanilla sex. Guess I can't really blame you. Vanilla can be tasty for someone who's never had ice cream before. Give it time. Eventually we'll get bored of it. You'll start trying to spice things up. The spontaneous morning sex here, a sexy roleplay there. Next thing you know, you're getting fucked in the ass and calling her mommy. Maybe I'm talking shit. Or maybe I'm talking from experience. You'll never know. Oh yeah, I've done some freaky stuff. And then some. I can't believe I've never told you about it. But I guess you never had a reason to talk about sex. You used to get all shy whenever I brought it up.
Virgin.
But now, we can really talk. I can give you tips and advice. Trust me, I can really help you get that extra oomph out in bed. How are you in bed anyway? I always imagine you turn out to be like a pretty decent fuck, you know? Like, sure, you're new to the whole sex thing, but in my head, I always imagine that once you get going, you can fuck. Like, really fuck.
What?
Oh, yeah. I guess I have imagined what sex with you is like. Don't let it get to your head. I think about fucking everybody I meet. Like, it's actually kind of funny. If they're not fuckable, I might not talk to them, kind of thing.
Although, now that I think about it, you have come up in a few fantasies of mine in the past. Yeah, whenever I imagined dominating a cute little virgin, I always thought of you. Just not a fantasy of mine. Well, you're not a virgin anymore, so fantasy got fucked over.
Such a shame. If only you manned up sooner and hooked up with me instead. I could have rocked your world. Yeah, I totally would have fucked you if you just asked. Surprised you never did. Thought you might have been gay or something. But hey, if you're still interested, I could show you a thing or two.
Chill, dude, I'm just fucking with you. Besides, you've got a girlfriend now. Wouldn't want to ruin your magical romance. We're just two friends talking about sex.
You know what? Another one of my fantasies. I've had it for a while now, but it's so bad. I've always had this fantasy that I was somebody's mistress. That I'd know this guy in a loving relationship with a wife or a girlfriend. On the surface, it like looks all perfect and romantic. And the woman being completely unaware that when he's just alone, he actually visits me. And together we'd have the filthiest, raw fucking sex. Like leg shaking, moaning your name to the heavens in some seedy motel. Fucking this guy who claims to be in a happy relationship, feeling needs he didn't know he had. Well, he feels me too. I have that fantasy a lot, actually. I think it's actually my favorite. Usually I imagine it's some rich, handsome, older guy, and I'm like his trophy mistress. He showers with gifts and money. But the idea changed. Now, I imagine it being someone else. A longtime friend in a loving relationship, but always secretly had a crush on me. Learning the ropes with his new girlfriend. She's nice and cute, but boring. He doesn't want to end things so soon into the relationship, but he also wants something more. He's too shy to start anything, but I know he would jump at the chance to get in my pants. At first, he acts like he's not interested, it's obscene, but he doesn't get up, he doesn't leave. Because he knows if he stays, there's a chance. He'll argue and make up all sorts of reasons why it's a bad idea. But all he wants, all he needs, is that one assurance from me. I lean over and whisper into his ears, "No one is ever going to find out." Then as I watch, his resistance completely fails. He doesn't even try to stop me. As I move to do this. Just lean back, baby. Don't fight it. I know you want it. Touch me. Fill me up. That boy. You've always wanted to touch me, haven't you? Now's your chance. Pull my shirt up. Come on. Don't be shy. You've been staring at my tits for years. Now you can grab them. Yes. That's it. Get your hands right in there. You want to go further, don't you? Take off those pants. Don't stop to think about it. Just do it. Shh. Shh. I don't want to hear any complaints. Don't think about any other woman. Just relax as I move down your body. Now tell me, does your girlfriend ever do this for you? Run her hands up and down this beautiful cock of yours. Feels nice, right? Hmm? Oh, she's given you hand jobs before? That's nice. But does she ever do this? Placing this delicious cock in her mouth like this? Oh, what's that? You've never had a blowjob before. We can't have that. Well, lucky for you, I give the best,
The nastiest, dirtiest, sloppiest blowjobs.
Uh-huh. That's right. I could show you what you've been missing, but only if you really want it.
Oh yeah, baby? You want it?
Okay, then. I think you've earned it.
Almost as delicious as this cock.
Don't be afraid to be a little rough with me, baby. I'm not your dainty little girlfriend. Go ahead. Fuck my face.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Let out all that pent-up sexual energy.
Now you're thrusting. Don't worry, baby. I got something even better for you to thrust into. I'm just gonna climb on you. Now, let me ride you.
Oh yeah. Oh, it's about damn time. Do you have any idea how long I've imagined doing this? Oh, but you just man up and fuck me. I've tried fucking other guys, but I always thought of you. My dorky best friend, the fucking virgin. Tell me you've always imagined this too. Oh, me sitting in your lap, bouncing on your dick as you make me moan. Tell me this is a dream fucking true. Oh, fuck. Now tell me whose pussy you prefer. Mine? Or your girlfriend's? Oh, you don't want to think of her? No, baby. That's what makes this so damn hot. What do you think she's doing right now? Sitting at home, reading a book, maybe thinking of you? Oh, your perfect boyfriend. So kind and so faithful. I wonder how she'd feel if she saw you fucking me so damn hard. Oh. Fuck. Don't shy away now. You feel it too, don't you? The guilt. The excitement. Oh. So taboo. So wrong. So why does it make you feel so goddamn good? Now tell me, am I a better fuck? Aren't I such a better fuck? Oh, I can see it in your face. The pleasure. It's worth the guilt. Besides, there's one other thing you can do that your girlfriend would never allow. You can come inside me. Kiss me. Kiss me too inside me. Oh, fuck. That's it, baby. Shoot a hot sticky load into me. That feel good? Feel bad. You're not a terrible person. Maybe I am. That's okay. Like I said, no one is ever going to find out. Break up with her. Don't be stupid. She doesn't need to know. Besides,
If you're buck up, that would ruin all the fun. Oh, yes. How am I supposed to be your mistress if you're single? And you want to have more fun, right? That's a good boy. We can have more fun in the future. And don't worry, this is our little secret.